With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Ukraine should give up territory in order to end the war with Russia. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Even though Russia is the aggressor and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans say they are increasingly concerned about their ability to find a good job. That's the word from an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Here's reporter Bernie Bennett.
High prices for groceries, housing, and health care persist as a fear for many households, while rising electricity bills and the cost of gas at the pump are also sources of anxiety, according to the survey. Some 47% of U.S. adults are, quote, not very or not at all confident that they could find a good job if they wanted to, an increase from 37% when the question was last asked in October of 2023. Electricity bills are a major source of stress for 36% of U.S. adults. Just more than one half said the cost of groceries are a major source of financial stress, and about 4 in 10 said the cost of housing and health care were a serious strain. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Well, one of China's most important meetings gets underway Monday as leader Xi Jinping and other ruling Communist Party elites gather in Beijing to map out their goals for the next 5 years. Gathering expected to last 4 days will put the final touches on China's new five-year plan, a blueprint for 2026 through 2030. Leaders are meeting ahead of a possible set of talks between Xi and President Trump. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are turning against higher education.
Christians have been critical of the nation's colleges and universities for decades over their radical leftism and pagan ideologies. Polls show a lot of Christian young people drift from their faith at college. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 70% of all Americans now feel that higher education is going in the wrong direction. Strong majorities say college costs too much and does not prepare young people to get a good job. Michael Harrington reporting.
Five Christians are going to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in that repressive Islamic state. International Christian Concern says the persecution of Christians in Iran, especially those who have just converted to Christianity, has plagued the nation now for a number of decades. This is SRN News. A Polish court Friday blocking the extradition to Germany of a Ukrainian man suspected of involvement in the 2022 attack on the Nord Stream gas pipelines and ordered his release, a ruling that was welcomed by Poland leaders.
The residing judge said that the attack on the pipelines should be understood as a military action in a just war and therefore not subject to criminal responsibility on the part of an individual. The 46-year-old suspect has been identified only as Volodymyr Z, in line with local privacy rules, and was arrested near Warsaw on September the 30th on a German warrant. German prosecutors have described him as a trained diver and alleged that he was part of a group that placed explosives on the pipelines 3 years ago. The Warsaw District Court rejected his extradition on Friday and ordered his immediate release. I'm Karen Chemas.
More details at srnnews.com.